Welcome to Chapter 3, where we're going to explore the fascinating world of organelles and their functions. You know, the cell is often referred to as the basic unit of life, and within this tiny unit, there are numerous tiny structures called organelles, each with its own unique role to play. So, why is it important to understand these organelles? Well, it's quite simple. Really, each organelle is a specialized compartment that allows eukaryotic cells to grow far larger and more complex than their prokaryotic counterparts. Let's start with the nucleus, often called the control room of the cell. It's where all the genetic information is stored, and it orchestrates every cellular activity, from cell division to protein production. Think of it like the brain of the cell, directing everything that happens. Now, within the nucleus, we have the nucleolus, which is like a factory for ribosomes, manufacturing ribosomal RNA and assembling ribosomal subunits. Can you imagine a factory inside a factory? It's pretty amazing. As we move on, we have the centrosome, which is found only in animal cells. It plays a crucial role in cell division, helping to organize chromosomes in the correct location during mitosis and meiosis. And then, of course, we have the ribosomes, which are involved in protein synthesis. They're like the translators of the cell, taking mRNA and turning it into polypeptides. So, how do you think the cell would function without these tiny translators? Now, let's talk about the endoplasmic reticulum, which is like a transport network within the cell. It forms a cytoskeletal scaffold and shuttles lipids and secretory proteins around the cell. It's like a conveyor belt, moving important molecules from one place to another. And then, we have the Golgi apparatus, which is like a packaging unit. It wraps products in vesicles and exports them across the plasma membrane. It's like a shipping department, making sure everything gets to where it needs to go. As we delve deeper, we come across the mitochondria, often referred to as the powerhouse of the cell. It's where cellular respiration takes place, producing ATP, the universal currency of energy. Without mitochondria, the cell would be like a car without a battery, it just wouldn't run. And then, there's the lysosome, which is like a digestive bag. It contains acid hydrolases that help with intracellular digestion, breaking down worn-out organelles and foreign particles. Now, let's not forget about the plastids, which are found only in plant cells. They come in different types, like leucoplasts, chloroplasts, and chromoplasts, each with its own unique function. Chloroplasts, for example, are like the kitchen of the cell, where photosynthesis takes place. They're responsible for producing the energy that plants need to grow. And finally, we have the vacuole, which is like a storage sac. It helps to maintain the cell's shape and provides turgor pressure, which is essential for plant rigidity. So, to summarize, each organelle has a specialized function that allows the cell to function as a whole. It's like a tiny city, with different departments working together to keep everything running smoothly. And that's the key insight: each organelle is a vital part of the cell's machinery, allowing eukaryotic cells to grow and thrive. Now, let's take a moment to think about what we've learned so far, and get ready to explore even more fascinating topics in the next chapter.